Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a modern-day jazz pianist and composer, a rising star according to Downbeat Magazine, one of an elite 25 young cats out there in jazz today. That was Aaron Deal right out of Columbus, Ohio, with the tune Generation Y off his 2013 CD, The Bespoke Man's Narrative. Very early on, he was considered a virtuoso. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is how Aaron summed up his beginnings on the piano.
Something about the piano in particular was very, was just very captivating. I'd always want to go to the living room where the piano was and play notes on the instrument, even though I didn't know what I was doing. And I was probably about 5 or 6 years old. My parents got me lessons at 7. It's just one of those things, you know, as I was always drawn to it.
So he grew up in a nurturing musical environment. His grandfather was pianist and trombonist Arthur Baskerville, and the early influence proved huge in his life. By 7, he was studying classically and ended up getting a passion for jazz while attending the Interlochen summer camp. And that is around the time that he developed a lifelong love of both Oscar Peterson and Art Tatum's playing styles. He was a 2007 graduate of the Juilliard School, studying with the great Kenny Barron and Eric Reid. And as time has gone on, he has been steady with releasing albums and getting awards. In 2002, he was a finalist in Jazz at Lincoln Center's Essentially Ellington competition. He was awarded an Outstanding Soloist. It was the following year that he was invited to tour with Wynton Marsalis and his septet on their European tour. And Aaron was very eloquent about saying that this was a back-breaking experience, but it made him grow in leaps at that young point in his life. From there, Aaron continued to perform with the best over his career, with cats like Warren Wolf, Lou Tobacco, Matt Wilson, Wycliffe Gordon, and the great Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. It's an honor to kick this show off with Aaron and his story. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves large ensembles of good, solid jazz, like the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and the Count Basie Orchestra, right here in World Champion Royal, Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you the good jazz listening you have come to become accustomed to. So the one legend that swayed Aaron Deal was the great pianist Art Tatum. But don't take my word for it. Take his, as we move into Humoresque off the 1995 CD, Piano Starts Here, and Yes, It Did.
And I think that's what's to be taken most from Tatum, is the way he manipulates harmony, the way he's able to manipulate rhythm going over the bar line, the way he interprets a melody and is able to develop it and take you through a whole musical journey where you don't know where it's going to lead. His ability to manipulate humor and a range of emotions. I think Art Tatum, the more I listen to him, and I go back to listening to him, I'm like, wow, this guy had so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Aaron Deal, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeLino.
That was the great Cuban composer and pianist Alfredo Rodriguez with the 2016 tune Chan Chan. So he is the elder of two sons of Alfredo Rodriguez, a professional singer and composer of romantic songs and a television presenter. He studied classical piano at the Manuel Samuel Conservatory in Havana, Cuba. His interest in jazz was stimulated by the annual Joe Jazz Competition for Young Jazz Musicians. He won an honorable mention in 2003, and in 2006 he was selected as one of 12 pianists from around the world to perform at the Montreux Jazz Festival. It was there that music producer and great jazz mind Quincy Jones noticed him and offered to work with him. That was the proverbial key to a big jazz door in his career that opened up wide. From Japanese jazz trumpet man Terumasa Hino, he later moved on to New York City, but he was one of the finest. Here he is in 1970 with the song Feeling Blues as You Feel, off his CD Into the Heaven, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
this is Satoko Fuji. I'm a Japanese jazz piano player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was one of the best jazz cats on the modern scene these days. From Slovenia, but firmly in New York City, that was Yuri Pukl with a cut off his latest album, Live at Thelonious. And that was the tune, Bizgo. This is One Talented Cat. He was awarded the Slovenian Highest National Award for Arts in 2015, and he is one of the most prolific and creative saxophonists of that younger Slovene jazz generation. This cat studied at the Vienna Music Academy, the Hague Conservatory of Music, and then won a scholarship to the Berklee College of Music. And there he studied with masters like Joe Lovano and George Garzon, and that proved huge for him. But the pivotal moment in his life was summed up during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
And I was making my bread with, you know, playing jazz and improvised music, basically. And then one morning I woke up in Vienna and I said, you know what? If you love this, it's kind of, Vienna's not enough. So where are you going to go? And, you know, the only move I could think of was New York City. So I just packed my things, basically, in 2 months I was here.
But during that interview, Yuri also talked about one artist from Kansas City and known well around the world who was a profound impact on his young and growing jazz brain. But those wheels were in motion. So this here is Charlie Parker with Marmaduke as we listen to Yuri.
So I told him, yeah, bring me some Maceo Parker records. So he went to Germany and he came back with a Charlie Parker record. And I was like, what is this? So I put it in and I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. This sounds so bad. I thought that I thought it's really bad because I was used to like a groove, steady beat. And like a strong, loud sound. And I thought, Bird is like, what is he doing? He can't even play this horn. That only lasted for like a couple of days. Yeah. And then I got into it and, you know, the rest is history. Thank you. My name is Jure Puko. I'm originally from Europe, Slovenia. I'm a saxophone player, and I live in New York City. And you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was a legendary sax man and quite prolific, one of the best of the jazz legends still alive and kicking arse today. That was Wayne Shorter, joined by a popular collaborator, Miles Davis, with the tune Orbits off the 2014 Essential Wayne Shorter CD. So Wayne is another jazz cat that was firmly painted on Uri's radar, and he helped him grow immensely. Again, let's have a listen to his thoughts on the master.
Once I got deeper into music, Wayne Shorter is my kind of jazz role model, you know. It's really amazing what he does composition-wise. He was involved into, you know, all the main bands in the 60s, 70s as an artistic director, as a writer, as this, as that.
From the Italiano drummer, composer, and bandleader, a paisano in the jazz world, this is Bruno Berriaco with the 1978 tune, The Flight of the Belphegor. Buon fortuna, kids.
is George Garzone talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
That was a cat I was fortunate to see in the late 90s at the Folly Theater right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Jazz tenor Sax Cat and record producer Houston Person, who's always good either on recordings or live, with the tune Mittens. led by Vancouver jazz piano cat Chris Gestrin. Here is the 2000 tune In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning off his CD simply called Trio on this hour of jazz together that is watching the sands run low, nearing our eventual end.
Thank you.
we are heading towards the 2016 election, and all are important, and this one is exactly the same. It looks like it's going to be Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, and the only real political statement I have for now is an obvious one. It's a jazz one. From one of the best jazz cats to ever hit the electric circuit, this is Jaco Anthony Pistorius III with the tune America with a K, live in 1982. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cool American Nebraskan converted to the Missouri arts. This is the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey!
So reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.